We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let's go. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Boom, 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 boom. The champ is here. I just want to do that.
It's two of them.
I said champs. Didn't I say champs?
You said champs.
Well, the champs are here, ladies and gentlemen. Flaw J. Johnson and Angel Reese. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hey. Thank y'all for having us.
How y'all feeling?
Great. Like a champ.
Like a champ?
Like a champ.
Like a champ. Well, first of all, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
How's it feel? Y'all look so shy. Y'all was just taking boomerangs and taking pictures.
I'm not shy.
How y'all feeling?
I feel good. Feels great.
I mean, some time has passed now, so, you know, things have sunk in. Has it really sunk in that, oh, shit, we the champs?
Yeah, it's sucking.
Yeah,
it
we've sucking. Been traveling. We've been on tour for the last 3 weeks, so it's been lit.
Okay, I'm happy y'all won, even though I'm a Gamecock fan, because I'm from South Carolina. Mm. You know what I mean? That's my wife's alma mater. But I'm happy y'all won because, you know, y'all beat the team that beat us, so I'm happy.
Yeah, most definitely. We did it for the SEC. Most definitely.
I saw you say that, though, Angel.
Yeah. No, it was for the SEC, for sure. Word. Yeah, they sisters, for sure.
Word.
So now let's talk about the game. How did it feel to win and all this press that's coming on after it, right? Because people are talking about less about the game per se and more about the more about the chipping and the chirping and all that. So how does that feel? Because they're taking the outside of sports, and I don't know if that's what you guys necessarily want.
Yeah, no, I feel like we didn't get a lot of the praise that we should have got for the game, because we did work hard for the game to win that game, and it took a lot to get to the championship for show. And a lot of people didn't think we were going to be there. I mean, everybody talked about our non-conference schedule was weak. They didn't like our coach, all this and that. But then we got there and we won. And then it was just feel like it was taken away from us, kind of from everything. But, I mean, to be a part of history like that where 9.9 million people watched that game, I mean, I guess the good comes with the bad. I mean,
that's got to be the most watched women's college game ever.
And men's. In history. Yeah, history. Yeah.
It was crazy.
That's lit.
More people watched the girls than the boys.
And they played your song after y'all won, right?
Facts. I was holding the trophy, and they started playing my song, Big Four Freestyle. It was crazy.
So that wasn't playing? Like,
nah, DJ Shauna, shout out to her. But, like, we met her when we first landed in Dallas, and I was telling her, like, I rap, so you need to be playing my song the whole time while we're here at the Final Four. She was like, for real? Yeah. So come happen, like, we going in lineup. She playing the instrumental while we going, like, calling our name. I'm like, that's crazy. And then when we won, she played it, and, man, it was crazy. American Airlines Arena was turned.
What do you love more, rap or basketball, Flajay?
I love both of them, for real. Mm-hmm. I feel like I got, like, a strong passion for basketball because, like, it's, like, a continual, like, way, like, to reach growth, and you can never reach perfection, even in music. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I got more time with music. Like, with basketball, the ball gonna stop bouncing one day. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, like, music, I feel like that's forever. So, like, I'm just trying to hone in on basketball as much as I can.
I met your pops back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, because, I'm, like I said, I'm from South Carolina, so the DJ for Pure Pain was DJ B-Lord. And he was from South Carolina. So he would always be playing the Pure Pain drops, be playing all the music. They would always come to the market, Charleston, South Carolina. Like, yeah, Fuck Friends was a big record.
One. Yeah, that absolutely. Was the one, man. 2000, man. It's just so important for what I'm doing, just trying to make sure I keep that legacy alive. Because a lot of people don't know. Like, you know, because you're from the South, but like a lot of people around the world, and they starting to know and understand my story. So that's why it's so important for me to finish it out and tell it and go the biggest route.
Yeah, I was saying earlier, I said, should she redo Fuck Friends? But I'm like, nah, it probably wouldn't be good for her image.
I wanna take some time with that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I feel like in Savannah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, in the South, that's a classic record. Absolutely. Like, you know what I'm saying? So when I come on there, I wanna make sure I come correct and with everything I got going on right now. Not right now, but it's no telling.
Absolutely.
Now, Wayne reached out to you, said he wanted to do a record with you.
What's up?
How was that conversation? Y'all pulled up at me on the car show too. Y'all came to the car show, right?
No. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, her.
Yeah, yeah, mama. Yeah.
But no, like, Wayne, like, he was on ESPN, shout out Sue Bird. But, like, she was like, you know Flaje? He like, yeah. Shout out Kim Mokey, though, because she really threw the alley-oop. She, like, telling him, like, I got a rapper on my team, and you need to get with her. He on ESPN. They plugged me. He's like, yeah, we finna do something musically. So I hit up his manager. He, like, send me the open. I'm like, I do you one better. I'm pulling up on you. You know, he got a show in Atlanta this weekend, so I'm gonna pull up on him. We gonna cut that, and, yeah, it's going up.
You scared?
Scared of what?
You get on the record with Wayne.
Nah, I ain't scared. Nah, because when y'all hear what I'm finna put them on, y'all gonna be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, this the moment I've been waiting for, Charlamagne. Like,
for real.
So, I'm really excited that I finally get to, like, show the world on that stage, because that's a legendary feature.
Absolutely. It's one of the top three greatest rappers of all time.
Top three for sure.
How did this relationship happen outside of basketball?
In the summertime, it was rough. Child, it was rough. In the summer,
you didn't like it like that?
I didn't like her. It was like, I didn't know if she was going to make it. She showed up late. She used to come in there, chalk trash. The team didn't like her. I know the team didn't like her because they didn't want to play with her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, I want to play with her. But I was telling her, like, you can't talk to me how you talk to somebody else. Like, we cut from different places. So she understand that. Coming as a freshman, it was hard. But then, I don't know. Going through the season, we got locked in. Yeah.
They didn't like you, Flaje. Why you so
successful? Oh, man.
She was late showing
hold
up.
Hold on. Let me tell you. Let me really tell you why. I was in pickup, and I was killing them for real, but I was talking trash, like talking wet. Crazy.
As a freshman.
Talking crazy. Like, usually freshmen don't come in like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? They come in quiet, trying to feel it. I'm like, nah, this is my, like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I just had that energy.
Especially if you busting ass. Yeah, if you busting their ass, it's like.
And Angel's like, you know, you just got to tone, you know what I'm saying? Like, just tone it a little down. And I forgot, like, I used to play with dudes, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, these females, so it's different. Like, you talk trash with a dude, y'all really could fight, and y'all get off the court, and y'all cool. But with girls, it's, like, different. So she told me, she's like, Fly, you got to tone it down. And then I was on my rapper time, like, in the summer, I'm rapping and I'm hooping at the same time. So I'm coming in, I'm late, I don't got on the right clothes, like... I had to run the stadium for like 30 minutes.
They got her.
Yeah, I was good.
The stadium steps, that turned her.
Oh, that's discipline?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Do they like you now?
Huh?
We love her.
Oh, they love me.
Okay,
they love me.
We love her now.
I can't imagine Angel Reese telling anybody to tone it down.
I was thinking the same thing.
Like, I was the Bayou Bobby telling people to tone it down.
How you telling somebody to turn it down?
What you mean? I just know when it comes to my teammates, it's... I know how to talk. When it's anybody else, it's free smoke. Like, it's free smoke.
Now, we got to ask, the hand gesture in the face, where did you get it from? What was the influence of that? Was it Tony Yayo? Was it John Cena?
No, it's Tony Yayo for sure, but people don't realize that. Yeah. Like, they think it's John Cena, but I really know, like, Tony Yayo was the one. But she did it first in another game, and I was like, oh, yeah, bet. Say no more. I got something for every single person that try to play.
Now, did you feel like they, of course, when they attacked you, we felt like, of course, because you were black and she was white.
So for sure.
How was your mental with that? Because you seen her do it in the game.
Yeah,
before.
No, I already knew what it was going to be. They always got to find something to say. So I knew it was going to be something about that. They were going to say it. So, I mean, I was happy that we won and I got the publicity. We all got the publicity. Yeah, the team was lit. So we was up. I ain't care.
You know what I think people don't realize about y'all? Like, y'all know how to play the game.
For sure.
Outside of the court. Like, you know, y'all know how to be performative to get everybody talking. But I see a lot of discipline on the actual basketball court. And even hearing you told her to tone it down, I was like, oh, she get it.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Coach Mokey, first of all, she don't play that. Like,
she don't play.
We basketball players first. Like, this is the thing about Coach Mokey. Like, everybody think they got her opinions about her. I love her to death. But, like, she want to see us grow as students and then basketball players. Like, and then what else? She said, whatever you do, you're going to be an astronaut as long as you're at my practice on time. You know what I'm saying? So she just let us be us, but it's still that discipline and structure there. And I feel like that's what I needed, more discipline, more structure. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I come from doing what I want to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? So in a sense, but, like she gave us that structure on the court. Like, we do things the right way, but we still going to put our flair on it. And then she loved that because we are who we are.
Yeah. How long did it take for you to buy into that?
I'm telling you, after the stadiums, I was lit. That's summertime. Summertime.
My kids run some stadiums now. Go run them stadiums.
Did you see yourself and her, Angel, when you came in as a, you know,
as a freshman? No, I was scared. I mean, as a freshman, you come in. I was a little. I wasn't as confident as Flage. I definitely wasn't. So I kind of got humbled my freshman year because I came in. I was doing well, and then I broke my foot. Mm-hmm. So it was a setback for me. And luckily, she had an amazing freshman year, and that's a blessing to come in and start freshman of the year. Everything that she wanted to accomplish on the court and off the court. I mean, that's just a blessing right there.
What made you transfer to LSU?
I need a new start. I mean, I know what I wanted for myself, and I wanted growth and a coach like Kim Mulkey to push me every day. I want her to cuss me out every day, like tell me I'm not good enough, and I feel like I'm still not good enough. Like all the accolades that I got this year, they're still not good enough because just being able to have a coach like that, and she keeps me humble. So I needed her, and I mean, I don't think I'll be in a leadership role anywhere else other than LSU, and being able to grow my platform on and off the court was just something I needed.
Well, I came over Dawn. I know you made a visit. to Columbia.
I wanted to be South Carolina. I mean, they the powerhouse, so I wanted to. I told Coach when I came to LSU, I want to go back to what Simone and Sylvia did. So just being able to grow the program was something I wanted to do.
Now you're gonna have a target on your back next year.
Yeah, for sure.
So, big target.
So now, how do y'all make sure y'all stay focused? And y'all make sure you repeat what you guys do.
Stay humble.
Yeah. Shoot. We keep ball first. You know what I'm saying? We keep it first. And we work, though. Like, we work.
For sure.
Them 4-hour practices. 4-hour ain't no joke, practices. You feel me? So, like, we know we the hunted now. You know what I'm saying? And we understand that because of what we do. But I told Angel, like, the other day, like, you know what I'm saying? You dish it, you got to take it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we got to be ready because I know they coming.
Is there pressure to repeat?
Nah, because we didn't even expect to win this year.
Yo, God. We wasn't supposed to win.
We wasn't supposed to win this year, no. We wasn't supposed to win this year. But we did. We put in the work and all the – you don't even see, like, all the work that we put in. And then for it to come together at the right time, it was crazy.
People don't remember, like, this year, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in her tenure, this year, too. Mm-hmm. It's our first year together. So, like, I got a chip year one, you know what I mean? So, like, we wasn't supposed to be here. But we got the number one recruiting class coming in. You know, we got transfers coming in. So, you know, we trying to build to that. To be in the Final Four every year, but like, we weren't even supposed to be there. They counted us out.
Is Haley transferring from Louisville?
Where?
Haley Van Lift.
Is she coming to LSU? Yeah. We don't know.
Oh, yeah. I thought I heard that somewhere.
You know, we hear a lot of things out here.
How would y'all feel if that happened, though?
No, it would be lit.
She's a good player. I love to play with her. For sure.
Now, the First Lady invited both teams to the White House. But so how did y'all feel when she invited the ops to the White House?
First time in history,
right,
man.
First time in history.
It was frustrating just to take away from what we already done. But, I mean, it is what it is. We still going to go. Yeah. I mean, as a team, I'm from Maryland. So, I mean, I've been to the White House before, but I've never been where I can sit down at the table and tap the buzzer. So it's a one-time opportunity in life. So being able to have her, she came back and said, took back what she said, and we're going to go.
Yeah. How hard was it to not say what y'all really wanted to say? Like, y'all feel so sorry for them white girls that we beat them. That y'all inviting them to the White House.
Now, I think on Twitter, we really got to, you know, express how we felt. We said how we felt. Like, I made a tweet, and I was like, you know, if we lost, would we be invited type thing? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think that question alone just, like, leaves some silence right there to just think about facts. That. You know what I'm saying? So
was there backlash to you, Angel, from the school? Like, what do you mean we not going?
Yeah, because I spoke out of emotion, like, just being able to not speak for the team. I mean, I didn't speak for the team. I was speaking out of emotion because I still stand there. Like, I'm upset like that. She still said that. But
absolutely.
I'm going to do what's best for the team for sure. And I know a lot of them have never been to the White House, so I'm not going to take that away from them. Yeah. I mean, we still won. Like, we still won, and we want to get that experience.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be lit.
Like, that just shows her as, like, a leader for the team. You know what I'm saying? To, like, go back and be like, okay, I was speaking out of emotion. I took that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And be able to give us that opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Did it open your eyes to what white America looks at y'all like when they started saying, y'all aggressive, y'all this, and then you go back and you see the white girl do the same exact thing? Did that open your eyes at all?
I think that's why it was so big, you know what I'm saying? Because it was like they did the same thing, you know what I'm saying? And it was blown out of proportion. But I think, like, it's time for this, like, take this situation and grow the women's game.
For sure.
It ain't black and white. It's ball players on the court. Right. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we're so far from that. So I think this right here, just it just grew the women's game. Like, we got superstars in women's basketball now. That's been unheard of. You have an Angel Reese. You got a Caitlin Clark. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's never been heard of before. Like, so I think, like, that moment was pivotal, and it was what it was, but it, like, grew the game in a crazy way.
For sure.
Yeah, I can't believe we were debating trash talk like that. Even when people said, well, no, what Angel did was different because she followed her around. And
yeah,
like,
nah.
Like, who cares?
You saw Dylan Brooks and LeBron? Word. They were going at it.
Like, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They get to it. Like, when I'm from Baltimore, like, that's what we do. Like, we talk trash.
I just heard it.
That's what we do.
Like, that's just what we do. So, like, I ain't never going to stop doing that. Anytime, I'm going to do that. For
pop
sure.
It, pop it.
Do you feel like the conversation should have been more about the double standards of gender as opposed to race?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, how can we go to game when y'all putting black and white in the picture? It's women's basketball. Like, we're both being successful women in the game. I mean, people are watching women's basketball because of me and Caitlin now.
That's right.
They're literally, and we're kind of being the face of women's basketball. I understand that we're going to go down the history for this. Like, when I look back at it and I come back and come to LSU when I'm about 50, 60 years old, I'm like, damn, we just did something. Like, we were a part of history. And even with the NIL stuff, like, me and Flage, we're leading in NIL as black women. Like, you got to realize that. So just being able to be in this moment, I mean, I embrace it for real.
Well, you still have those lashes at 60, you think?
Yeah. If you see my mama, my mama fine, and she 50, so she, yeah.
I was going to say, do you guys want to play WNBA?
I mean, I want to play in the WNBA, but I know I have a career outside of it. I mean,
you're making
it's
more
not,
money than WNBA
I
players.
I am. I mean, I'm not in a rush. Trust me. We already said it. We're not in a rush. We're chilling right now. I want to win as many championships as I can at LSU and do as much as I can at LSU. So I'm chilling.
But I think that should put, like, the WNBA on notice for real.
For sure.
Y'all got to start getting right. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, we in college right now. We getting charter flights, free food, all of this, right? Charter flights. We getting paid. We got NIL now. It's like, give me something to want to, you know what I'm saying?
Want
to, like,
go.
You
know
what I think y'all going to be the generation to change the WNBA.
For sure. I think so, too.
We watching y'all now and paying attention to y'all now.
You got time, yeah.
And when y'all get to the WNBA, that rivalry not going to stop.
Facts.
We still going to be wanting to see Angel and Caitlin go at
it. For sure. It's going to be lit.
How do y'all stay focused and disciplined, though, being that y'all are making money now?
Man, I just, like, live the same way. Like, I'm a college student. I feel like this is the best year of my life. I don't have to pay no rent. I don't have to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to stack.
Sure.
What? We get free food?
What car you finna buy? No, I need an NIL deal for
the car.
Literally. I'm not paying. My mama still pay my car note, so I'm cool. Yeah, I'm saving as much as I can. Whatever she need, I make sure she have. So it's been good.
What kind of car you got?
A Nissan Altima.
Okay. Yeah. See?
I'm chilling.
Nice and practical.
That's cute. You know what I mean? Keep it cute.
Now, how tall are you guys?
I'm 6'3".
I'm 5'11".
So we have this conversation,
I'll
right?
post both y'all up. Play with me.
Okay.
And wait, let me say, how tall are y'all? Because I know men be lying about their height. Y'all
be 6'4". Don't ask questions.
You 6'4" or you 5'10"?
I'm 6'.
How tall are you?
Don't be asking questions. It ain't none of your business how tall
he's 5'1". Okay. He about 5'1".
I'm 5'7".
Would y'all ever date a guy that's...
No.
No.
Wow.
No.
The size of Sharp.
Y'all, I'm sorry. You're missing y'all blessings.
Short Kings, no. I'm sorry.
That is so disrespectful.
Short Kings.
Y'all gonna miss y'all blessings
Sharp
with that mentality.
Be so mad. No. I'm not mad.
Y'all like tall, but I feel like the short guys, from my experience, they treat tall women a little better than
so if you guys. Know that, and this is a statistical
I'm sorry,
fact,
but I'm just
I
not
athlete,
short.
Like, tall. I need an D1 babies. Like,
then y'all got to put on 6-inch heels.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and now is you really a little boy.
Now you're over the timer.
What y'all worried about, money or actual love? You talking about you want to be with a tall person just to breed?
I'm not finna be looking down to you. No, it's not. I can't.
My brother is 6'9". Like, my man need to be up there.
You ain't gonna never find happiness. You better get all the money.
I'm happy right now.
Boy.
My is 5'6", and y'all don't even know it yet.
Okay.
And you with Roc Nation now, right, Flajay?
Yeah, I got a distribution deal with EQ.
Oh, so it's a label deal.
Yeah.
Oh, so I don't know why I was thinking it was a management deal.
All my masters and stuff like that, and they just give me the resources. I got, like, creative control. I love it over there. You know what I'm saying? It's really what I want to do, like, when I'm getting my degree in, is I want to own my own record label. So this is really setting me up and showing me the business. It's literally like an internship, but it's my job. So
have you met Hov?
No, I haven't met Hov yet.
When you meet Hov, right, do you ask him for a verse? Because you're getting Lil Wayne verse, you'd be like, big homie.
That's what I'm. Come on, you gotta bless me. You know what I'm saying? But I want it to be at the right time. You can't play with a whole verse. You know what I'm saying? Like,
don't pull him to the side at the brunch. Don't do it at the brunch.
Not at the brunch. I missed the brunch because I had practice. I was so mad. Oh my god.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to be the plus
it
one.
It seems like you tried to miss that practice for that brunch.
She probably did.
What?
But
I'm
going
sick.
Too.
I'm going.
Shoot.
I've never heard this. It's gonna be interesting to watch you over the next few years because you got 3 more years, right?
Yeah.
And you
for
got
sure.
one more, Angel. It's gonna be interesting because you got school.
Okay, man.
Oh, you got another year of eligibility?
I got two if I really want to.
If she really wants to. We want Angel to stay. We love Angel.
I thought about that too, because you know, with Aaliyah Boston and a few others at South Carolina, they could have stayed another year. Yeah. But they say Aaliyah was getting beat up on so bad out there, you know, getting double teamed, that it was better for her to go.
I ain't worried. I mean, I guess.
I mean, she don't see every defense that they
could possibly. I've seen it. I mean, just to see how my body going to be after this year. Yeah. I mean, and where I can go potentially, because I want to go to a team where it's like really marketable, like coming to New York or going to Atlanta, Dallas, LA, something like that is just going to help me.
Not Seattle?
I mean, I wouldn't mind going to Seattle, but I know where I'm going to be able to be marketable, because I want to do fashion and I want to do a broadcasting and stuff too. Yeah. So
who's been in your DMs and that y'all been surprised about?
What short kings? y'all about to miss
it
out.
Ain't gotta be the holler just to congratulate you. Or
oh, congratulations! Let's just say congratulations.
Yeah,
either or.
I'm gonna say all congratulations to clear the air, because I know how I get.
Yeah,
we gonna say it anyway. But go ahead. Start with the short guys.
Short, all of them shorter than me. Drake, Future.
That's the one you gotta be careful of.
You said two that you need to stay for. God dang, you just
they just congratulated
the
me. Congratulations. These are all congratulations.
That's how it starts.
DJ Khaled.
Then Drake gonna say, yo,
French Montana.
You know, I got a basketball court at the crib. Did he say that yet?
Oh! Come do a run at the OVO facility.
Oh my God.
And you could have been a
well, that is terrible.
My teammates are like, you got too much power.
Nah, she's too powerful. A lot of people been showing love. Like for me, like people in the music industry, like a lot of execs trying to work. Like I just got hit up by like Wyclef, because I did the Ready or Not Lauryn Hill remix. London on the track, Shaq. It's like Uncle Shaq.
Yeah, that's my uncle.
There's a lot of people been showing mad love. Like,
yeah, Shaq got a lot of flack because Shaq said Angel is the greatest athlete to ever come out of
LSU. I texted him. I called
him
after that. I was like, how much pressure you just put on me? You know how much? He was like, I don't give up. I was like, all right, Unc.
Do you feel like you're the best athlete out of LSU?
I feel like I haven't done nothing yet. So I told him, don't even say that.
You won a championship. That's what his thing was. His thing was that you bought
I won a championship, but I just don't feel like I've done enough. Like, I don't think I've done enough. Like, I won a championship. I don't even realize how much, like, how important that
how
is.
How much weight it holds.
How much weight it holds. I don't really understand that. So when I can actually, like, do a little bit more. If I go to year two and I dominate, we dominate, yeah,
you
okay.
Another one?
Yeah, we go back.
But you think you need a player of the year, maybe?
I might. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I could have been player of the year.
For sure.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. What do you think you need to do more? What do you think?
Probably, I mean, that's probably going to hold some weight, a player of the year. Another championship is going to hold weight. Because I feel like I'm getting the treatment, like the Joe Burrow treatment up there. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I'm getting that type of treatment. But, like, another championship, maybe a player of the year would hold some more weight. But I ain't think I ain't holding no weight yet.
Flaja, you think you can handle the next few years of recording the album, basketball, and school?
Yeah, I got a team now. Before, it was just me and my mom. She was doing an amazing job, but like, I have a team now and they really see the vision. It's hard to execute stuff when people don't see your vision and understand what you want to do. But now that they see, like, oh, I see it creeping. Like, you can do it. You can do both. You know what I mean? So I think that all I need is a studio and some content. It don't take too much. Being appearances on the weekend, I'm back at practice on Monday. Like, I've been doing it for a long time. But now, like, having a set schedule and just being disciplined in that schedule is. And sky's the limit.
If you see one starting to slack, whether it's school or basketball, would you put the rapping to the side?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. I'm tightening up, for sure. Mm-hmm. But, like, rapping, it don't feel like a business to me. It's more like a therapy for me. Like, this is how I let out my emotions. Like, basketball, I go to the gym, I could shoot it out. But, like, this is how I talk it out. Just like therapy, like how you talk to a therapist. Like, that's how I feel like the music is for me. So it's more of a thing like that. And then it just turned into a business because I'm just good at it. You feel me? So I think it all just go hand in hand.
What are y'all doing mentally and emotionally just to keep this together?
Writing stuff down. I feel like I pray a lot. Like, I got closer to God this year. I feel like I do a lot of devotion. I read a devotion every day. Mm-hmm. Just being able to pray every day and then just write down a lot of thoughts and talking to my mom a lot. So
yeah, I think God take away a lot of that, the extra. You know what I'm saying? Because like, we start realizing we worry about stuff we don't even supposed to be worried about. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So just praying, and like, I got a lot of resources at LSU that they give us. Like, they give us a lot of resources, a lot of people on staff, like Coach Shante. She really be helping us like spiritually. And you know, just being able to keep us on track, just make it easier with everything that we got going on. Because what we doing is new. NIL is new.
That's right.
This superstardom is new. So like, just having resources and people to be around us.
What about the haters? I know it's a lot of them.
They gonna be there. That's they gonna
be right next.
They gotta do their job. I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying? They gotta do their job. Yeah. Whenever you're doing something great, it's gonna be something.
For sure.
Like, mm-hmm. You gotta expect it. Nah, like they just troll. That's what the internet for clicks. But I don't let that too much faze me. Y'all never see me in person to say it. So.
Don't let them little people bother you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They be like social media. It's like it make you feel like the world is so small. Like
yeah.
You know, people be thinking like that. What you say on social media? That don't get to me. Like nah.
What about teammates? Like how do the teammates feel? Because you know y'all are.
Our teammates are so supportive.
They are
supportive. We buy each other's merch, like wear each other's merch. Like our team is really supportive. And like you don't see like a lot of NIL deals that we do. We make sure we get back to our teammates.
Every
I got
time.
My whole team coach bags, got my coaches, Bose headphones. So like just being able to do stuff like that for the team. I think they love us because they get free stuff.
Oh God. We come with gifts every week.
Yeah, we come with gifts every week. So
did it scare you when that number came out of how much you was making?
They don't know how much I'm making.
Yeah, I saw
that's
a
just
number.
An estimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got family members in your pocket now. I know y'all both got family members calling like crazy.
Nah, man, my lights off. I'm like, how long your lights been off?
That's crazy.
Lights been off for 2 years.
It's dark warm at 2 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, bro.
We appreciate you guys joining
Thanks
us. So we got to ask, you know, you're a rapper.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the biggest platforms out there.
Yeah.
You got something for us?
Yeah, let me see.
I like that. Yeah, let me see.
You sure you don't want to blow your nose first? Now I heard you sniffling.
No, I'm good. It was a dog in here or something.
Oh, it was a dog. It was a dog.
You heard the dog. Go for it. You got allergies.
I'm allergic, yeah.
That's how y'all beat us. Remember that teams next year. Let the dog run around the court.
Literally. Look. I feel like I give you my all because you don't care what I got. I be so scared to keep it real because I know where everybody not. And you supposed to be supporting. You too scared I'm a pop. I know they waiting for me, scared of the top. But look, everybody got to go through something so I never judge. I could have been broken and hater, but nah, I never was. Never felt betrayed in all that pain until I fell in love. You ain't got a dollar to your name. Why you still in the club? I'm rich now. My people broke. I feel like I could never grin. I was sick and alone. This music was my medicine. You beautiful, you strong. Your power in your melanin. When I spit, they feel it in their bones. It's in their skeleton. I'm keeping it real. It's in my blood. That's how I'm telling it. It ain't about my family or my money. It's irrelevant. Why you let them play you like a dummy? You intelligent. If you keep your clothes on your body, you can leverage it. Hard work or do it, man. I'm a walking testimony. I swear you don't get it if you don't grind. I learned my lesson, homie. I get on my knees. I'm thanking God for putting blessings on me. Really, I'ma go get every dime that done been destined for me. I'm about to tell you, they all fake, even your main man. You know they don't like me. Why you hanging with them same friends? Supposed to be 4L. I guess you changed plans. Man, I showed you all my cards. Man, you play me with the same hand. I've been by myself for a while. I know how the loners feel. On his second strike, I told him walk, but he's still on the field. Now I'm in the skybox watching games while all the owners chill. And they still sleeping on me. Keep them in that coma still. For the M's, I got the call. Play for Kim, I got a ball. I just went and focused on myself and passed a lot of y'all. I want my team to eat. I could have scored, passed a lot of balls. Thank you to the fans for supporting. We love all of y'all.
Period! Yeah. Yeah.
Drop one of Clues Bonds and
Clues.
And Angel is her biggest hype woman.
Oh, no, that's my dog. That's my video vixen. I'm the video vixen.
I saw you on the pivot doing the same thing. I'm like, yo, Angel really
that's dope.
Up
yeah, no, I know.
That's dope. Well, shout out your team and all your friends.
Shout out to everybody.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, man, first of all, shout out to God for making this happen. Shout out to Kim. Shout out to the team, man. Shout out LSU. We love you, Baton Rouge. The Bayou Barbie.
Thanks.
You know.
You got to write a brush for Angel.
Most definitely.
Oh, no. You got to give him.
Oh, man.
This is my little bar she got for me. Go ahead.
No, I can't. I can't because that's
can't give it to him just
that's
yet?
The Wayne one. So I'm
gonna
hear it. They gonna hear it.
I gotta be here.
You got a little one in there.
Oh, you gonna name drop her in the song?
What? She already
y'all
dropped me.
All on it.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all got
come on,
it.
You know
oh,
it.
Y'all know what y'all doing.
You know it.
This is
right. My dog.
Appreciate y'all for joining us. And shout out to LSU because I know you had to get clearance to come up here, so appreciate that. Well.
Thank you, Miss Walker.
Thank you, Miss LSU.
Thank you, Miss Walker.
Thank you, Miss Walker. We love you.
We love you.
Oh, damn.
Well, I'm online today.
He never went to college. He only never went to college.
School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you made it.
Well,
that's right.
Appreciate y'all. Angel Reese, Floyd J. Johnson. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed. Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.